This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A lot of high school seniors out there are in that limbo between having wrapped up their college applications in the beginning of April or so, and they'll hear one way or the other. For some students this year, though, there is an extra layer of complexity to deal with amid an ongoing lawsuit against Harvard University that claims the school's admissions policies unfairly discriminate against Asian Americans. Marketplace's Justin Ho sat down with some high school seniors in New York City to hear what their application process was like in this current moment.
Bard High School Early College in Queens, New York, is a public high school for high-achieving students in their third and fourth years. Students Zoe Donovan, Rochelle Monto, and Jada Maharjan worked on their college applications while admissions policies involving race were making national news.
Affirmative action is always on a lot of people's minds, I think.
There's this notion that once you're like a black female interested in STEM, you won't be discriminated because it's such a small percentage.
It's helping the few, but it's also excluding the others that are equally as qualified that should get it, but they aren't because colleges just need this certain amount.
Maharjan, that last voice you heard, is South Asian. She decided to just stop worrying about how race might affect her application.
It's not something that I am terrified about because it's going to happen regardless, and it's something I knew that was happening already.
That idea, that schools like Harvard might be limiting the number of Asian students they let in, it's created a niche industry. Companies like Top Tier Admissions and Asian Advantage College Consulting say they can help Asian and Asian American students remove stereotypes from their applications to break through and appear distinctive. Sophia Baluyet, who's mixed-race Asian American, says she worries that trying to avoid stereotypes is the wrong way to fight discrimination.
That sounds like it's trying to say to kids don't be too Asian, which is kind of just leading to more suppression and more discrimination.
And the question of how to bring up race in a college application had Hannah Oscar, who's African American, wondering whether she should include it at all.
And like way earlier in the college process, I heard a lot of people saying like, of course you're going to get in because of like how you identify as African American. And even in that time, I felt like I needed to prove myself in other ways and say I could get into college without having to identify myself as African American.
And that dilemma can also add to the pressures all students face to enroll in SAT classes, get essay advice, meet with as many admissions officers as possible. Bishoy Yacoub is a North African student.
This is a business. People are making bank over this, over my stress.
This whole process is about branding yourself. The whole process of like applying is really just to make yourself look your best and look the most unique.
Zoe Donovan again. She's biracial, half white, half black. She says she struggled with finding ways to look unique on her college applications when everyone else is trying to be unique at the same time.
As like a mixed race person, I was like, oh, I'm going to be another mixed race person who writes an essay about being mixed race. But I did it anyway. And so I think that's definitely on a lot of people's minds, especially people of color, because we're all fighting against stereotypes constantly.
In Bard's class of 2016, 91% of students enrolled in college within 18 months of graduation. When it comes to selecting a school, Jada Maharjan says a recent trip to a small private school upstate got her thinking about how race factors into the college experience.
When I was there, I saw like two black faces, I think one Asian, but it just didn't feel like some place that I could express myself the way I wanted. And because of that, I decided that I wouldn't apply.
Sophia Baluyet says when it comes to her college selection, the diversity of the college itself will be a big part of her admission decision.
Although all of the colleges I'm applying to, because most are primarily white institutions, I've still looked for a certain level of diversity in terms of race because I hope that that would bring diversity of experience, diversity of thought.
That means focusing on a variety of schools instead of the Ivy Leagues. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.